The Gemara continues, Daf Chof Ches, Omer Aleph, the last line. The Gemara is in the midst of trying to bring a raya, meaning the baya that we had in the beginning of the Omer, Daf Chof Ches, the Rabbi Loza's baya was, is Or Behemet Meya Metame Tumas Oilin or not? Meaning, we know Or Behemet Tahiri, we learn from the Mishkan, the Oris Izim, is Metame Tumas Oilin, the Yisoid of Mishkan was called an oil moyed, so it's a shame oil, that is Mekabal Tuma, that is Metame Tumas Oilin, and in itself, the oil itself would require Azor Shlisha Bishvi if there's a Tumas Meis under it. So that's called Metame Tumas Oilin. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that Or Behemet Tumeya is metamet tumas oilin, just like Or Behemet Tumeya has a din of tumas shrotzim and tumas negoyim. The Gemara says, no, maybe those are mochomer, because those, even the tzad shovash behen, is metamet pochas mikazayis, mashenkein by your oil ameis, it's only metamet beshir of a kazayis. Zok the Gemara, the last line, elo maromi mi barnish, daf chavches omed beiz, asya bekal v'choymel mi nutze shal izim. We know from the kal v'choymel of nutze shal izim that nutze shel izim means a plucked hair of a goat. So it is a kal v'chomer that it's metamet tumas oilim. Why? Because nutze shel izim is ein metamet ben negoyim. It's not metamet ben tumas negoyim. By the negoyim it says dafka tzemer upishtim, meaning it only begodim ametama or shesi ve'erev. But a nutze shel izim, a mere hair, that would not be metamet ben tumas negoyim. And yet, it's metame ba'oyel ameis. We know there's a tumas oyel ameis by nutzah shalizim because the yisoid of the Mishkan was yirios izim. There were hides of izim, of goats, as the oil. So over there, clearly there was a tumas oil on yirios izim. So even though it's not metame b'negoyim, it's metame ba'oyel ameis. So or behemet tamei, that's metame b'negoyim. We had earlier before, on Amud Aleph, we had a ribui from oy ba'or. We had a special ribui by tumas negoyim. There's a special oy ba'or. That's marba, or behemet tamei. So ain't a dinshe metame b'oyel ameis. So for sure, it's metame b'oyel ameis. For sure, or behemet tamei is metame b'tumas oyelim. Madach nutza shal izim. It's not metame b'negoyim. It's metame b'oyel ameis. Because that's the Oris Izim, Yiris Izim. So Or Behemet Tmei, that's yes Metame Benegoyim, because of the ribuy of Oy Ba'or. So for sure it's Metame Ba'oil Ameis. So that's the Makor Raya, that Or Behemet Tmei is Metame Ba'oil Ameis. And if we become Tomei, then you would require Hazor Shlishi Bishvi on the oil itself. Zog di Gemara.
Ve'elo horet Toni Rav Yosef. Loi huchshru melecha shamayim elo Or Behemet Toira b'vad. Rav Yosef said a statement. So when it comes to Melech HaShemayim, you can only use an Or Behemet Tahoira. You can use a non-kosher Or Behemet Tameh for Melech HaShemayim. So till now, we're under the assumption that's referring to the Melech HaMishkan, that the Oiris, the oil of the Mishkan, had to be Dafka Or Behemet Tahoira. Because Lehuchshu Melech HaShemayim, which refers to the Mishkan, only Or Behemet Tahoira Bavad. And that would connote and tell us that the Tumas Oilim, which we learn from Mishkan, it's called the Oil Moyed, would only be Megeya by Or Behemet Tahoira. But now that we're establishing that there's a din of a Kal v'chomer from Nutz Shalizim, that Or Behemet Tmei is also Mekabel Tumas Oilim, and maybe the Tachash was Behemet Tmei based on this, but upon him, the Yisoid of Oil is even by Behemet Tmei. So then, this din of Lahushu Melecha Shamayim Ela Or Behemet Tahoira Bavad is not relevant. Assuming that everything was tar in the Mishkan, Lamai Hilchos, are you telling me this? Bishlam, if you're learning out the a din that Lahuchshu Melech Shemayim Elo Bar Behemet Tahira, that the Mishkan was only Bar Behemet Tahira, and you're learning out Ladiris a din that Tumas Oyelim only applies by Bar Behemet Tahira, so then it's relevant what you're telling me this din. But if you're telling me now that the din of Tumas Oyelim applies even by Bar Behemet Tahira, so might have Kamina what happened in the Mishkan might have a hava. It's a grashi. It's a grashi. El hora toni Rav Yosef came to Ravina Or Behemet Tmei la oil ameis. Hora toni Rav Yosef my hilchasa my dahava hava ilav le melef minei tuma. If you're telling me you din le doiris that Or Behemet Tmei is not metame ba oil, so then you're telling me lahusim lecha shemaim ela ba Or Behemet Tahoira b'vad. That's the relevance of telling us what the Mishkan's oil was made out of. But if it's not relevant, the Doris, because Or Behemet Tmei at the end of the day from a Kal v'chomer is Metame Tumas Oilim, so what are you telling me that Lahuchsim Melech Shemayim Elo Or Behemet Tahoira B'vad? It's not relevant. Zok Toises. Similarly, Lamay Ilchaso. Loi Boilim Eim Al Hashminon De Tachash Tor Hoyo. The Chiddush is not to tell me that Tachash was a Behemet Tahoira. The Mashma, the Osel Hashminon, Shum Tzoyich Hoyra.
There's no Torah Chayra. It's irrelevant that Tachash was a Behemet Torah. What's the historical fact? It's not Negeya, as it says. Gevaldik Yisoid. Unless it's a practical ramification, a halacha l'maisa, Torah Chayra, then don't tell me a statement, Dr. Yosef, lohuchshum lech shamayim, elo ar Behemet Torah bavad. So, in fact, the Gemara, now that we're establishing it based on the Kavachoyma, that ar Behemet Tomei is metame ba'oil. So what's the relevance of Rav Yosef's statement? It can't be going in the Mishkan, because that's not relevant. Zog de Gemara, lemay hilchasa letfilin. And nu din. The din of loy uchshu melech shamayim el orbe meteiru bavad is not going on the Mishkan. It's going on the tfilin. That tfilin is called melech shamayim. And the parashias have to be written on a klaf that's dafka from an orbe meteiru. Frag de Gemara, tfilin behed yiksibu. There's a fairish posuk that says that it has to be orbe meteiru. Shteit in posuk, lemantia teres Hashem beficha. That the tefillin has to be so much so, lemantia teres Hashem beficha, that the Torah of the Eibishter will be on your mouth. It means you constantly talk about it. But there's another explanation, lemantia teres Hashem beficha. Not just you constantly talking about Torah, but there has to be minamuta beficha. There has to be a Torah written on something that's muta beficha. And if the klaf is the heart, if the hide, if the parchment is from Arba Emetmeya, then it's not a kiyam din of minamuta beficha. So that's the vart in loy huchshu melech shamayim el or behem etel bavad. That tefillin have to be written only on the klaf that star. In fact, that can't be the purpose because it's a pasuk that says it has to be written on the klaf that star. It says min amut beficha, etel shem beficha. Zog the Gemara, elo le oiron. We're going on the or for the batim. On the batim, true the klaf where the Torah is written on, it's seit lamantia Torah Hashem beficha. When you're writing Torah, you're writing the parashios, it has to be in a klaf that's behemet Torah, because that's otherwise it's not a din of lamantia Torah Hashem beficha. You're writing Torah on something that's not muta beficha. But the batim, the hides of the or of the batim, there's nothing written on those, so they need a chiddush of melech shemayim lohuksha melech shemayim el or behemet Torah, that the batims or have to be dafkom behemet Torah. Frag die Gemara, even that schwer. Wo am Rabbaya, shin shel tefillin, halach lamesh misinai. The shin of the tefillin that is carved out in the shel roish is a halach lamesh misinai. And explains Rashi, what do you mean it's a halach lamesh misinai? Varetzua niksheres kemindalet. And you have a shin that spells out shin, that's carved out in the kamotin, in the folds of the or of the shalosh, and now you have a dalad and a yud, which spells out shakai. Where do you have a dalad and a yud? The ratzua is niksha kamin dalad, the ratzua shalosh, you have a dalad in the back of the ratzua, in the back of your head. V'yesh ratzua kfufa kamin yud, and you have a yud, the hainu shakai. You have the yud you have by the tefillin shal yad, you have a yud by the bayis, so the hainu shakai. V'chemen the ois hashem nichta bekmotin. Since the letter shin is nichta bekmotin, which spells out shakai, the beginning of the ksiv of shakai, some muta beficha beinon, umikonafik. That's all included in lamantia teres shem beficha. The tefillin shalosh also is like the parchment, the klaf you write the parshas on. You're writing a shin on it. You're being makmid, you're writing through the fold, you're creating a shin, you're carving it out. But the point is, it's a ksiva of a shin, which spells out shakai. So it has to be Teres Hashem Beficha, and it has to be an Or Behemet Torah from the Poskel Mantia Teres Hashem Beficha. You don't need Rav Yosef's statement of Luchshem Melech Shemayim on the Batim, because the Batim have a Shin, the Shel Rosh. Effectively, Kivegin Gilin Hashas Tzorchin, Koshali, Hoyesh Loimar, Le'or Shat Tfilah Shel Yad, Tzorchin. True, the Tfilah Shel Rosh have a Shin, so that obviously has to be Or Behemet Torah, Lamantia Teres Hashem Beficha, but the Tfilah Shel Yad, the Bayis, the Or, do not have anything written on it. So maybe over there, you would maybe need a din of Rabbi Yosef to tell me Rabbi Yosef's din, that Luch Shem Melech Shemayim Elohar Behem Eter Bavad. Kvega Blab Zitzorchin. The Rishash and other Achreinim want to answer that it's not Mestavra if the Shel Rosh has to be a Behem Eter because of the Shin that's written on it and it's a Kiyam din of Lamantia Eter Shem Beficha, that the Shel Yad would be a Kosher by Behem Etmeya. It doesn't make sense that the Shel Yad would be different than the Shel Rosh. One is Kosher Behem Etmeya, one is Kosher Behem Eter. Oh, so Zog the Gemara weiter, what's Rav Yosef's statement for? It's not for the aura of the bias, because that we know from the Shin. It has to be the Kiyam of Lamantia Teres Shem Beficha. Elo Zog the Gemara, Lekorchon Bis'aron Uletoifron Begidon. And nu din, when you take the Sar of a Behemet Torah, or when you take the sinews, the Gidin of a Behemet Torah, in order to tie it around the Parshias, in order to close up the bias, so that is also a din that it has to be dafka from a behemoth toira. from the same min that you write the klaf with, a behemet Torah. It can't be from a behemet Tameya, because over here there's not a din of Teres Hashem Beficha. You're not writing anything. You're not writing Torah with the sinews, with the side, with the hair. So you need the special din of that it's dafka loyhushu melech shemaim, this melech shemaim of the gidin and the sairois letoifron lekoicha mesang letoifron begidin. This melech shemaim has to be or behemet Torah. Zok digmara hanami aloch lemoish misinayhu. This din that the sairos and the gidin have to be a behemet Torah is vayta aloch lemoish misinay. Why? The tanya we learned. What is included in Halacha Mesh Mesinai? Tefillin Merubois, the fact that it has to be a perfect square. Halacha Mesh Mesinai. And likewise, Nichoches B'Sarim, Nitzpoches B'Gidon, is Halacha Mesh Mesinai. It's also Halacha Mesh Mesinai. So it's Halacha Mesh Mesinai has to be Behemet Torah. So what do you have Yosef to tell me, Lo'ich Shum Alech Shemayim, El'or Behemet Torah B'Vad, that the sinews and the sairos, the korchon and the toifron has to be Behemet Torah? It's Halacha Mesh Mesinai has to be Behemet Torah. You don't need to have Yosef for that. You don't need to have Yosef on a Halacha. Zog di Gemara, Elo l'Ritzuos, a new pshat. Maybe it's coming to tell me that the Ritzuos of the Tefillin have to be made from an Or Behemet Tehoira and not from an Or Behemet Tmeya. Now, Fregen de Bishoinim, the Rashi and other Bishoinim ask that Rashi mentioned before that the Shem Shakai is spelled out, the Shin in the Shalrosh, and the Dalet and the Yud in the Ritzuos. So, Ibazoi, what are you telling me, the Teretz of Lo yuchshem alach shemaim elo min behemet teres gong and the ritzuas. The ritzuas also should be a kiyum din of lamantia teres shem beficha, because you're writing what are you writing? You're spelling out shakai the same way you're spelling out shin with the shalroish. You're spelling out dalad and yud with the ritzuas. So it's vayta din ksiva. It's a ksiva. So it's nichlan lamantia teres shem beficha. The Torah, the dalad and the yud has to be beficha dika. So obviously the ritzuas have to be behemet teres. As I affect the Rashba. So the Rashba answers. You saw this make a difference. The shin of the shalroish is kavua, it's permanent. It's unmovable. It's part and parcel of the bias itself. That's a shame, ksiva, your koisev, your through the kmotin, your koisev in the shalroish. So the shalroish, the bias has to be orbe emeteira. Mashenke the ritzuas is not permanent. It's a shape of a dalet, the way you twisted and curved and turned and knotted the ritzuas. You created a dalet, you created a yud. But that's not a ma'aseh ksiva or kiyum din of lamantia teres Hashem beficha. That's not called the ksiva of teres Hashem beficha. So Einu Chanami Rashi says that the dalet and yud is a part of the ksiva, just like the shin is, and it spells out shakai. But it's not the pshat. That's the ma'aseh ksiva. The ma'aseh ksiva is on the shin. Just this, it spells out the word shakai because of the hemshach, what you have by the ritzuas. The Biskarov, Reb Velvula, he learns it in the Rambam. He says a little different. He says, in the Rambam, it's Meduyuk, that the Ritzuas, you shape a Dalet and a Yeh, Dalet and a Yud, is not Milchus Ksiva. You don't have to make a Shin like your Kois of a Shin or your Atzvu Kmotim on the Bayis and the Shalroish. The Dalet and a Yud is a din of a Tzura. It's a Tzura Sa'ois. It's not a Maisa Ksiva. L'mantia Teres Shem Beficha is when you write Torah. It has to be Manamuta Beficha. But when you're making a Tzura Sa'ois, a Tzura is not a Maisa Ksiva. And that would not require on its own a Ritzuas dafka from an Or Behemet Torah. So mainly need Rav Yosef's din for the Ritzuas that it has to be dafka from a hide, from Ritzuas, from an Or of an Or Behemet Torah. Meaning the Biskarov, it's in Sefer, he says in Hilchos Tefillin, he says that even if it's Halacha L'Mesh Mesinai, even the din of the Dalet and the Yud, but it's not a din Ksiva, it's a din in Tzura. So mainly that would not be Nichol in Mantia Torah Hashem Beficha. I mean, and like I said, Rashi that says that it's a part of the Ksiva of Shakai, it's the pshat. It's the hashlom of the shame of the yud, but it's not beetsim a ksiva on the dalet and the yud. It's hashlom of the ksiva that you did with the shin and the shin. Now you're spelling out the hashlom to that shin to make it shakai, but it's alidei etzua, but not alidei ksiva. Frag the Gemara on that. Even on the ritzus, it's shvei. You don't need to have Yosef for that. V'om Reb Yitzchak ritzus shchoyra is halach l'mesh mesinai. The ritzuas have to be black as a halach l'mesh mesinai. So we're assuming if it's black, it has to be behemet Torah too, just like it has to be black. If it has to be black, so then kolchkin has to be tor. That's what Gemara assumes. Zog Gemara, no, you can divide and differentiate between the two things. Nay, the gemira shchoyres, even though it's halach l'mesh mesinai, it has to be black. Tahiras mi gemira. We don't know anywhere that it has to be tor. There's no rai from here that has to be tor. So mamela, you need Rav Yosef's din for the ritzuas. Meaning, what happened to the original baya of Tachash Bimei Moshe? The Oris Tchoshim, was it Or Behemet Tmei or Or Behemet Tahira? Meaning, if Bishlema, if you learn that the din of Rav Yosef, lo huchshu melech shamayim elo or behemet Torah, is going on the Mishkan. So then you can bring a riot that the Tachash was a behemet Torah. Because lo huchshu melech shamayim elo or behemet Torah, and melech shamayim is going on the Mishkan. But now that we're saying melech shamayim is going on the Ritzuas, which you wouldn't have known from the halacha Mishmit Sinai, you only know Shchoyz, but you won't know Torahs on the Ritzuas. It's not like the bias of the shin, it's not like the klaf, which is the laman tiyat Torah Shem Eficha. The Ritzuas is not called laman tiyat Torah Shem Eficha. You need a special din of lo huchshu melech shamayim elo or behemet Torah. So now we don't know, if it doesn't shed any light on the Tachash, meaning the din of Lahuch Shem Alech Shemayim is not going on the Mishkan. So if it's not going on the Mishkan, what's the status of the Tachash? Was the Tachash Behemet Torah or Behemet Tameyah? Zok the Mom, I have a lot of Tachash. Whatever happened to the question that we asked about the Tachash? Zok the Gemara, Om Rabbi Loi, Om Rabbi Shimon Lokish. It was a barrier before Atzmoi. It was a creature. It was a bria on its own. Not, that was created by Maisa Bereshis, but it was a creature on its own that is nothing similar to it. In its status, is it considered like a domesticated or undomesticated animal? Is it a chaya, undomesticated, or a behema? Nafkamina is obviously legabi kisei adam. There's no kisei adam on a behema. Yes, on a chaya. Nafkamina legabi chelev. Chelev is negated by a behema, not by a chaya. So, what's the status of this? V'keren achas hoiso. So this tachash that was bimei Moshe, it was a bear b'fnei atzmei, which we weren't sure if it was a chaya or a behema, but it had one horn, like a unicorn, one horned. Well, not that a unicorn is a tachash, but it had one horn. Keren achas hoiso. V'metzcha on its forehead. Ulefishon is damel lemoisha. And it was this daman lemoisha lefisha, meaning for the mishkan, for the purpose of the mishkan to use the troshim. But also, he made a mishkan. He made the mishkan from it with nignaz, and then afterwards it was nignaz, and it's not found anymore. From the fact that it says that one horn, shmami not tor hoyo. That's a raya. That it's a kosher animal. It was a tohar. Why? What's that a raya? Zokma the omrav yida shor shehikriv adam rishon. So the shor that adam rishon brought as a carbon. It had one horn. That also had one horn. Now, obviously, if he brought it as a carbon, it had to be a kosher animal. So it has to be kosher. So it has to be behemet Torah. So keren achas hazoyis lemitzchoy on the shor that Adam Rishon brought. Shenema, how do we know it had one horn? The Poskin Tillim says, Vatitev Lashem mishor par makrin mafris. So mafres means it was mafres parso, it was a kosher animal, and it was makrin, and it had a keren, it had one horn. So we see that a one-horned animal, this one-horned animal, is obviously the one of Adam HaRishon, is a behemet Torah. Zogti Gemara, Stamazoi, the Loshen makrin with a yud seems to imply that it's two horns. Zogmo makrin tarti mashma. Zogmo Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok mikeren ksiv. It's written without a yud. Mikeren implies one horn. Fegmo v'lifshemineidim in behemu. So be poishet that this one-horned animal is a behema, because if it would have been a chaya, it wouldn't have been brought as a carbon. So why are we saying that chomer weren't poishet if it's a chaya or behema? Zok the Gemara, no. Cave on the ike keresh. There's another animal, which is a bal chaya, that's called a keresh, which is a chaya. The min chaya he, which is a chaya tahira. V'leis elech chadik, and it also only has one horn. It's kosher, it's tahira, but it's a chaya. So we're not sure if the tachash was a chaya like that keresh, or was a behema like Odom HaRishon was makriv. So ike lemeh min chayu, so that's our suffix, if the tachash was a chaya or not. So that was the suffix of the chachomim. But the etzem tachash was a behema tahira. Why? Because the only animal that's one horned is a kosher one. The one that Adam Rishon brought, or the one that we said that is a minchay that's tar. Now, or a keresh. But since they're both behemis tarirus or chaya tarirah, it's for sure tar. So the tachash on the Mishkan was a behemis tarirah or chaya tarirah. But the question that we remain with, the question, was it a chaya or behema? That we taka don't know, and that was loichil b'chachomim. Zog the Mishnah and daf Chof Chesam and Beis. Psilas ha-beged shekiplo. If you have a piece of a beged, the Gemara is going to say it's talking about a beged that's exactly mitzumtzum 3x3 etzbois. And that's a minimal size of a beged. So it's a shame beged. Now this beged was kiplo. It was folded and twisted into a wick. V'loi hiv havon, it wasn't singed. Meaning it wasn't lit in the shalheves in order that it should be light well. So it still retains the status of a shalosh by shalosh, just it's folded. If it would have been lit, then it burned. So it's not a shalosh by shalosh anymore. It's going to be enough kamina that shalosh by shalosh that's lit. So then it's really not a shalosh by shalosh. But assuming it's still gimel al gimel because it wasn't hivavo. So Rabbi Leza, I mean, tmeyehi, Rabbi Leza says it retains the status of a shame beged. A beged is mekabel tuma. A kli is mekabel tuma. So it retains the status of a beged that's mekabel tuma because it wasn't singed. It wasn't lit. So it's still 3x3. And all it was done to it was kipla. It was folded. True, now it's folded. It's not a beged, but just like it was folded, it can unfold. So mele, it doesn't lose the status of a shame beged. That's a blazer shita. Ve'eim adlikim bo. And you can't light it on Shabbos or for Shabbos, the chvod Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara why. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a tahirahi. Rabbi Kiva holds that the fact that it was kipla, it's already lose the status of a beged, so it's not mekabel tuma anymore. Why? Even without being hivavo. Even if it's gimel by gimel still, but the fact was kipla. True, you can unfold it, you can unravel it, and you can make the wick back into a beged. But right now, in the matzav of now, that's a kivashita. You look at right now, it's a beged shekipla. So it's not anymore shem beged. So it's tahira, it loses the status, the kipla loses the status of a shem beged. Umad likim bo. And you can use it to light Shabbos candles. What's the negate to the hadlaka? The Gemara is going to explain. Zog di Gemara, Bishlam le'inyan tuma. So Bishlam in the machlekes Rabbi Lozan Rabbi Kiva legabe tuma is b'ha pligi, like we said. The Rabbi Lozan savar kipul ain a moil. Kipul does not remove the status of a shame beged, and it retains the status of a beged. Uvemilse kamais a kaima. It's still a shame beged. It's still mekabel tuma. The Rabbi Kiva savar kipul moil. Rabbi Kiva says that currently it's mekupel. It's folded. It's twisted. It's a wick. So it's not a kli of a beged anymore. So mele kipul moyel ubetule batel it's mevatel the shem beged. So mele it's tor. Elolin in hadloka b'may pligi. What's the machlekes gabi hadloka? What's the relevance if you madlik or not? Truma tmei we taka said a madlikim boy because over there there's a mitzvah to be mevaya truma. Truma tmeya. So that's why there's a chashash of shemayata. You might want to be mekayim the mitzvah, so you can't use it. But here, just because it's tome, it's mekabel tuma. What's the negay relevant if you allowed to be madlik or not? So Zogdimah Elolinya Hadloka Bemai Pligi, what's the Machlokes Rabbi Loza? And Rabbi Kiva Legabi Hadloka Legabi Tuma. We understand the Machlokes. If Kippel's Mevatel the Shem Beged or not. But what's the Machlokes Legabi Hadloka? And for the Gemara Rabbi Loza Mabeshia. V'cheinam Rav Adi Brava. We're talking about four conditions to have in mind to understand the certain Machlokes. Number one. Hocha Begimel Agimel Mitzvah Mitzvah Saskino. We're talking about it. Beged is exactly 3x3 finger breadths. So it's exactly a Shem Beged. Anything less, lose the Shem Beged. Number two, Ubiyontav Shchalo Yosef Shabbos Askinon. Like we had in the previous Mishnah. We're talking about Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif. So it's Yontif Shchalo Yosef Shabbos Askinon. Over there we had a sugi if Sarf and Tumet may be Yontif. But over here it's Yontif Shchalo Yosef Shabbos. Now Yontif is a din of Neulet, Beish and Olde Yontif. That's why it's relevant. When you're lighting a Shabbos candles now on Erev Shabbos, it happens to be Yontif. So we're going to run into a problem of Neulet. And we'll see soon why. Number three, the Kuliyama is the Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone holds of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is machmir more than Rabbi Shimon when it comes to mukta. Rabbi Yehuda is about plukta of Rabbi Shimon. He's more machmir on mukta than Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Yehuda say about mukta of Noilad? The Omar, masikin bekelim, you're allowed to be masik on yontif, you're allowed to be burn, havog is mutter on kelim, but ain masikin beshivrei kelim. Shivrei kelim, which are new entities that were created on this day of yontif because they became shvarim on yontif, ain masikin, you cannot utilize them and burn them and be mishtamish benoilad. Mishtamish bemukta, benoilad. Shivrei kelim is noilad. So that was the yisoid number three. And the fourth yisoid, ude kuli alma isla du ula, everyone holds of ula, the oma ula, hamadlik tzoch shiyadlik b'roi v'yoytza. When you light the Ner Shabbos, it's not enough just to light the wick. Tzoch shiyadlik b'roi v'yoytza, you have to hold your hand over there and light it until roiv of the wick is lit. B'roi v'yoytza. So once you establish these four yisoides, that number one, we're talking about a beggar that's gimel gimel mitzumtzum. Number we're talking about yontif shchalu yisayav Shabbos. Number three, you hold of Reb Yehuda that holds of noilad and ein masikim b'shivrei kelim. And number four, the hadlokah that you do on Erev Shabbos has to be b'roi v'yoytza. So now, this explains why Rebbe Lezer holds that ein madlikin and Rebbe Kiva holds madlikin. As follows. Rebbe Lezer sova kipol ein moyel. The fact that you twisted and folded and bent and took that beged, the gimel gimel, and made it into a wick, we said kipul ein amoyel. It's not mevatel the same kli. Now, obviously, you were not Mahavev, you didn't singe it, because if you would have singed it, then also would have been not a kli anymore, because not gimel al gimel, it became 2.9 once you burnt it. But since it wasn't singed, so it's still 3x3. And all you did were you mekapel it, well, kipul does not remove the status of a shame beged, and it's still mekapel tuma, and it ain't a moyel to mevata the shame beged. It retains the shame beged. So kipul ain't a moyel. V'chem and the alik bepurta, and now that you do light it on Erev Shabbos, which happens to be Yontif, Havalei Sheva Kli, now it was a Kli that became a broken Kli, because the minimal size of a Kli, of a Beged, of a Kli, the Kli called Beged is Gimel HaGimel. Now that you lit a drop of it, it becomes 2.999. That's called Sheva Keli. It's not a Kli anymore. So now it becomes a Sheva Kli when you light it. V'chi kom matlik b'sheva Kli kom matlik. And since you have to be matlik b'goy v'yoyitz, you have to hold your hand and be mishtamish in the nair until the wick is lit, well, you're being mishtamish in Sheva Kli. And Sheva Kli is a din of mukta. You're not allowed to be mishtamish b'shivrei kelim. Em asikim b'kelim, it's like the Yehuda, they em asikim b'shivrei kelim. You're being mishtamish b'shivrei kli. If it would have been hivavo beforehand, so then it wouldn't have been a kli anyways beforehand. It's not noilet. If it would have been yoyse migimel agimel, then the fact that when you lit it, it was 5x5, it became 4.9, and your matlik b'rebi yoitza, it's still a kli, it still has a shame kli, it's only a sheva kli when it's less than 3x3. So since it's mitzumtum, so now you're matlik b'sheva kli. And that's the reason why, t'meyohi, it's still had a shame beged, Rabbi Lozer, kippul is not mabatel the shame kli, ve'im adlikim bo, you can't be matlik because you hold like a Yehuda, there is of noilet, eim ishtamish b'sheva kli. The Rabbi Kiva Sovar, Kipul Moyel. No, the Kipul already took away the status of the Shem Kli as soon as you folded it, as soon as you bent it, as soon as you twisted it, as soon as you made a wick, it's not a Kli anymore. So Mele, it's not a Kabbal Tum anymore. The Einter is Kli Olof. It's not a Kli before you lit it. When you light it, it's not a Kli that you're being Madlik, that it turned into a Sheva Kli, and Eim Ishtamish B'Sheva Kelim, Eim Asikim B'Sheva Kelim. What you're doing right now is you're Madlik in Eitz Ba'alma. And Eitz Ba'alma is not Muktzah? So even though it's Yontif Shechali Yoyz Be'er Shabbos, there's no problem of Mukzah and lighting an Eitz Ba'alma. So that's the Yisoid HaMachloikis. The Beloza that says Tmeihi and the Kippel is not Moyel, it's not Mavata the Shem Kli, so Mele Eim Adlikim Boy, because you're not allowed to be Mesikin B'Shivri Kelim, you're making it always Kli when you're Madlik, because since you have to be Madlik B'Roy Be'yoytza, Eim Ishtamish B'Shivri Kelim. Rebbe Kiva says Tahirihi, since the Kippel was Mavata the Shem Kli, so you're Madlikim Boy, because you're not being Mishtamish B'Noilet on Yontif, Yontif Shchalas B'Erev Shabbos. Rashi over here says, in the Dibba Maschah, the Kule Alma Islu, that you have to, can't be mesalik yodayim. You have to hold on to the psil until roiv of the wick is lit. You have to be oisik in it. So since you're being oisik in it after it became less than sholosh hasholosh, so mele you're being mishtamish in this noilad, in this muktzah. Zog Rashi over here at the end. V'hoda amrinon mesikim bekelim. Rashi finishes off and he says, that which we know that you're allowed to be masik bekelim, and not in shiva kelim, but in kelim allowed to be masik, is dafka shlo yiga boy. Achash and nifchas. You can't touch it after it became ois kli, because then you're being mishtamish b'shivrei kelim, which is noilad. Elim ken ribol of eitzim uchon mikel kamon. So we see that you can't be negeya in this mukta when it becomes ois kli. So that's why it's mesikim b'kelim, as long as you're not negeya after it became ois kli, but b'shivrei kelim you're not laru, so pachas megimel agimel, which becomes pachas as soon as you madlik it, so you can't be madlik it because you have to be madlik b'roi v'yoytza, you have to be oisik in it. So Rashi says over here, Shlo Yigaboy. It seems to imply that there's an Issa Negia on something that's Muktzah. L'choy, that's Shikol Shver, because the Ramo says Behedya that there is no Issa Negia in Simon Shinches. There is no Issa Negia on Muktzah. There's an Issa Tiltel. You're not allowed to move Muktzah, but you're not allowed to touch Muktzah. So why over here does Rashi say, Shlo Yigaboy? So some want to say that there's a difference between Noilad and Muktzah. Noilad is a Chomedikah din Muktzah. But a din of Noilad is even Issa Negia. And since over here we're discussing the din Noilad of Muktzah, so Mele Zag Rashi, Shlo Yigaboy, you can't be Negia even though by Muktzah in Shinches state, there's no Issa Negia, only in Issa Tiltel. Over here does it might even be in Issa Negia because it's a din Noilad of Muktzah. Now to be sure to explain, there's no Issa Hanof of Muktzah. That's not the problem, they're being nana from this noilad. The problem is being mishtamish in the muktzah. Mishtamishus in the muktzah means being madlik b'roi v'yoytze, that's being mishtamish in the noilad, in the muktzah. So the Gemara finishes, Omar Rav Yosef, hainu de tanino. Now I understand that which we learned in the Braisa, that the Braisa says Gimel al gimel mitzumtzomois. It said a din of gimel al gimel mitzumtzomois. I didn't know what the relevance of this gimel al gimel mitzumtzomois is. Now I understand the relevance. The relevance is a beggar that's exactly mitzumtzum gimel al gimel. That now you were makapalit. Is a machlekes ablozer of a kiva if kippul is moil or not. And if kippul is not moil, so then hind with the hadlaka, you're making into shivrei kelim because it still had a shame kli. And that's also on Yontav Shchalos Erev Shabbos because you're mishtamish in the mukta because you have to be mishtamish in oisik until it's roi vayoytza. Now we understand, hainer tanino gimel agimel tum tzomais, v'lei dana mahirsa, now I know. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omer. The Gemara has new kasha. We'll continue tomorrow. That we're saying this, that the hold of Rabbi Yehuda, the din of Noilad, and his machmir and muktzah more than Rabbi Shimon, shmamnu kabbidus v'ilei, and that's going to be tomorrow's kasha, umi amar v'ad b'ahava hochi, that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda.